The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
President Trump will deliver remarks today at the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum, a day after hosting Saudi Arabia's crown prince for the first time since the assassination of prominent journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The CIA has concluded the Saudi leader ordered the murder, but yesterday President Trump came to his defense.
As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about, whether you like him or didn't like him. Things happen, but he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that.
Did he just blame a journalist for getting assassinated? I mean, my God. Come on. What? You're talking about Jamal Khashoggi. This is an international incident for several years, and the CIA and pretty much everybody assumes that the head of Saudi Arabia, the king of Saudi Arabia, the prince of Saudi Arabia, was involved in this.
Extremely controversial. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen.
Things happened? He was murdered. He was assassinated. Good. Okay. Scene. Like, what I've been trying to do is separate the insanity of that reaction, of that commentary, as a fact matter, from the real foreign policy question, which to me, the real foreign policy question is, what should our relationship with Saudi Arabia be? Right? I mean, we're selling them arms. They're investing hundreds of billions, perhaps $1 trillion, which I think we should know. I don't think we should call it $1 trillion anymore. I think when we talk about trillions, we should just count them in Elon Musk's. We should say Saudi Arabia is proposing to invest an Elon Musk in America. You know, the national debt is 34 Elon Musks. You know, the GDP. I mean, I don't know. Just seems like nobody understands what a trillion is. And maybe you can wrap your brain around what an Elon Musk is. Maybe that's harder. I don't know. Anyway, back to the point. We're selling them, you know, advanced weapon systems, F-35. I'm assuming that when we sell them the F-35s, we'll be selling them the same way we sell people Bradleys. We don't sell them the best one with all the cool stuff. We sell them the, you know, the LX, whatever model. But should we be in the business of arming Saudi Arabia? Well, what do they have that we want? A lot of oil. Right? Okay. Iraq has a lot of oil. Iran has a lot of oil. We're not on great terms with them. We are thinking about going to war against China. Right? I mean, that's the big picture. Global superpower conflict. War with China. Taiwan, South China Sea, possibly Russia, possibly Iran, possibly North Korea. But China, right? I mean, that's the big picture stuff. And so, if that's the big picture, and by the way, you know, Venezuela, as far as drugs go, you know, I understand that's the argument, but I mean, Venezuela also has a lot of oil. Just as a note, make of it what you will, global superpower conflict is going to require allies and resources and, you know, partners and trade. And if China goes away, a lot of our stuff goes away. And if China changes dramatically, a lot of our stuff changes dramatically. And, I mean, look at what they did to recycling. You know, we had this whole recycling industry in America built around, you know, selling to China and other places. But, you know, and that all just went away, changed dramatically. Okay, so my point is, under normal circumstances, you don't want friends like the Saudis. I mean, that's Wahhabism. I mean, that's Islamism. They're a fascist state. I mean, they are. You know, think women driving, wearing burqas. Think all the things you know about Saudi Arabia. Think, you know, Osama bin Laden came from there. Saudi Arabia is bad. But, you know, what's the alternative? Make an enemy out of them on principle? Scream about their human rights abuses and how they repress women and foster terrorism, or at least terrorism thinking? Yeah. Or the president could make friends with their leader and create an alliance that's never really happened before, not quite to this degree, maybe get them on board with things like the future of Israel and recognition for an Israeli state and, you know, some kind of a two-state solution solving the problem of the Palestinians. I mean, I don't know. What would you be willing to trade to get that? You know, what would you be willing to ignore to get that? That they murdered a journalist? I mean, we had a lot of outfall from the murdering of a journalist here in this country recently, you remember. We're a little bit more attached to Charlie Kirk than maybe we're attached to Jamal Khashoggi. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to think about here. And it's always, I think, easy for, you know, talk radio host Andrew McKay to get on the radio and say, good Lord, how dare you, with regards to Jamal Khashoggi? Because, I mean, that's true. Good Lord, how dare you? What are you thinking? Victim blaming the assassinated person in defense of the person sitting with you that probably ordered it. You know, that's what all the assessments say. Or long-term strategic thinker about massive global politics questions. How is our relationship with Saudi Arabia tied in with, linked in with, a piece in the giant puzzle that is, I don't know, the survival of the country over the next 100 years? And I will tell you, I don't have a solid answer to that, but I can see it. I can see it. 437-1620, does it make me thrilled about what's happening right now? Not particularly, but is this the sort of old school rail politique? You do whatever must be done in order to get the results that must be gotten. Is this the kind of, you know, smart, hard, firm negotiation that's not built on, you know, some nice principle that you hold down in the evening discussions in your philosophy group at the coffee shop on a college campus, or as opposed to the real world situation of, you know, the lives of hundreds of millions of people and what's going to be in the future of interaction with us in China? That's the question to me. It's complicated. Sorry, I'm not giving you like clean answers this morning. I'm giving you a lot of, well, you know, there's, but how much of the time do we just have quick knee-jerk reactions to everything? Oh, what did I do? Summarize social media? PJ's got traffic for us. PJ?
Thanks, Andrew. Still working that vehicle crash, Whisper Bay Boulevard to Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're getting reports that the roadway's open, but still use caution through that area. US 90, traffic's running heavy between Woodbine Road and Pace and Scenic Highway in Pensacola. Also, the front gate of NES Pensacola, things are improving, but still backed up. South Navy Boulevard to about Sunset Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're 64 turning 65, you're going to go through a change of insurance from probably what you've had most of your life, which either self-insured or, you know, workplace insured, but it's going to be regular old private industry insurance. You're going to go over to Medicare. And that can be, you know, unsettling because it's new, it's different, it's unfamiliar to you. It can create apprehension. It shouldn't. Also, people might be calling you. They might be writing to you. You might be feeling like it's stressful. It does not have to be. I've got a really good friend of mine, a long time, as long as we've lived here, Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. She helps people understand and get signed up for Medicare and then is there with you through the process so that if you have questions, not just at open enrollment time, but throughout the year, you want to understand benefits or prescription drugs or, you know, Advantage or supplement or Medicaid even, you know, does that apply to you and why not? And if, you know, right? I mean, all of those things, she can help you with that and she's fantastic at it. 341-2185 or insuredbyricky.com. Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Come on.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive, quality you can afford.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfan, Cap'n Robbins, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
Born to rock around the clock. You can't say I'm not. And in case you forgot, I'm the king of rock.
Oh, meanwhile, President Trump is quietly, not so quietly, dismantling the Department of Education. Awesome. I've been a fan of this for years. This is one of those sort of core conservative talking points that for years we have said it. You know, Jimmy Carter made it. Let's unmake it. I mean, it doesn't need to exist. You say, well, what about all the stuff they do? Can be done by other people. That's what he's doing, by the way. He's spinning off all of the divisions into other areas like labor, for example. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was looking at a New York Post, I think, had a story about this, that if people are asked what they think of eliminating the Department of Education or dismantling it, you know, he can't truly get rid of it without Congress, but he can, you know, shrink it substantially. When asked about shuttering the Department of Education with no other details, 51% oppose it versus 38% who support. The Yes Every Kid Foundation, a nonprofit that supports school choice, did this study. But then if the details come out, like preserving K-12 funding, because it would be spun off to the states, merging important elements of the department with other agencies like labor, for example, opposition flips where the main questions people have get answered, and now 56% support and 30% oppose. If you then add that the department would unfold, including a gradual phase out and protections for students with disabilities and other lark that gets thrown up, well, all of a sudden support is 59% and 30% oppose. So like a lot of things, the survey or the public opinion depends greatly on what people do and do not know about the actual proposal. You may have noticed that every once in a while, some people express a really strong opinion on social media. They don't seem to fully grasp all of the issue. Somebody texted and said, Andrew, you know, some of these questions you're talking about today are very complicated. And I appreciate you're not really giving us like these, you know, quick, easy, distilled answers. If you want easy problems, you know, go back to school. They're easy problems. By the way, the problems of the sort that the president gets are always the worst, hardest, most difficult ones. And that's part of the reason I actually feel great empathy for anybody who has to sit in the governor's chair or the mayor's chair or the president's chair, because, you know, I think I've mentioned this before. My wife is really smart. I married a really, really, really smart woman. The problem with that is that she only ever comes to me with problems that are too hard for her to solve, and she's very smart. So I get to fail a lot. You know, like you're as smart as I am. You can't solve it, neither can I. Well, same problem. If all of these other people couldn't solve these problems, and then now the president's expected to, and, you know, maybe they do it differently than you would, well, that's not surprising, right? Not really. 825 on News Radio 92.3. So good. Next up, Department of Energy. You know, let's get some other things back in line with the Constitution. Or, I don't know, pass an amendment to the Constitution. Then, well, you don't have to, but, you know, still. It'd be nice to have something in there that actually empowers him to do that, which he doesn't right now. It's not in Article 1, Section 8 to do education. Let's see. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Thanks, Andrew. Things have greatly improved at the front gate of NES Pensacola. Still backed up, though, South Navy Boulevard to about Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. A measure calling for the release of the Epstein files will be headed to President Trump soon after it passed the Senate last night. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer passed by unanimous consent, which means that bill will automatically pass once it is delivered today. President Trump...
We talked about this a little earlier in the show, but that is genuinely an amazing story that... Trump campaigned essentially on promising to release all the files. The right-wing blogosphere was emphatic about this, sure that there was going to be all kinds of embarrassing things in there against all kinds of famous people. Then he gets in office and he's like, well, you know, actually, right? Completely backtracks. Could have done it. You know, he does Kennedy and MLK and all kinds of stuff got disclosed, but not this. And then he acts like it's nothing. It's a nothing burger. It's fake news. It's a Democrat lie. It's a distraction. All the things. Republicans are unwilling to let it go out, so there's this impasse because the House is so closely divided. And then all of a sudden, Tom Massie and three other Republicans defect, go with the Democrats, do a discharge petition, and then the House all but one voted for this, and the Senate didn't even voice, they did a voice vote on it, so it's unanimous. This is a massive political shift.
Absolutely. I've never seen anything make it through Congress unanimously. Well, all except for one vote, I guess, in the House.
Right, but still, yeah. I mean, and so quickly the reversal. And now we're just going to pretend like, oh, this is the way we've always said it.
I mean, I didn't even think they could order pizza unanimously.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. All right, go ahead, sir. You had a couple others?
Sure. Two Muslim groups being designated as foreign terrorist organizations by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The governor signing a proclamation on Tuesday targeting the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on American Islamic Relations. Abbott claims those two groups are trying to forcibly impose Sharia law in Texas. And an auction for the last pennies minted by the U.S. government is expected to bring in some big money. The coins will be sold on December 11th by Stax Bowers Galleries with 232 three-penny sets, one for each year that pennies have been in circulation. Each set is expected to bring $45,000 to $50,000.
That's fantastic. Can I buy one of the pennies from the day prior? For like, you know, a penny. That's what I would take. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you need to do a roof on your house or you're not sure, I mean, you genuinely might not know. Does my roof really need replacement? Does it just need repair or is it not even time yet? Call Quality Roofing Solutions and they'll walk you through it. You know, and they'll tell you if it doesn't need it. They'll tell you if it's just a repair, and they'll tell you if it's a replacement. Now, about 90% of what they do is full roof replacement. They've done 10,000 roofs since 2009 locally, 4.9 rating on Google. I mean, amazing positive reviews because they do all the little things right. But the point is, it might make more sense to just repair. But then again, if you've got a repair and it wasn't just from like a limb falling on it, it could be the case that everything else is in kind of half, you know, need. And it might make more sense financially just to replace it all because later on it's going to be more expensive and insurance and all the other things that tie into it. But they'll walk you through that. They won't, you know, they won't assume that you understand and they won't assume that you don't understand. They'll talk to you like people. That's their reputation. They invest in all kinds of local things like our gateway and local youth sports and financial literacy education. Just a really good company. Like I said, local organization for 19 years. Brian Ward started it in 2006. QualityRoofingSolutions.com or give them a call at 777-0961. All right, PJ, we're going to travel down how to think like a conspiracy theorist land for a minute. You ready?
Go ahead.
It's going to be either uncomfortable or I hope not too comfortable, but here goes. All right. So theory, the Epstein documents are going to come out and they're either going to have massive bombshells about major famous people and it's going to be a bloodbath across the, you know, the cultural landscape, or it's going to be a giant, probably not anywhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would figure that if there were stuff in there that was going to be major, somehow it might have gotten leaked already or people would gotten out and, you know, ahead of it, something like that. Okay, so one theory is that it's going to come out and you're going to read all these thousands of emails and you're going to be like, okay, and then the question will be, are people satisfied that it was actually all the emails? Or did somebody Scooter Libby a few of them out in his pants? You know, like, were there a few that were removed from the list? Because if you believe that Epstein didn't kill himself, and if you believe that there's this giant international cabal and conspiracy and cover-up and sex trafficking and famous people and all their abilities to do all the stuff that they can do, why wouldn't you presume that the blander the results actually are, the more the cover-up is in place? And they've just been waiting all this time to make sure that it was put in. The conspiracy mindset produces even more conspiracy the less evidence there is for it.
Well said. Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The prince bearing gifts after a White House welcome with military flyover and a gala dinner. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman pledging $1 trillion in U.S. investment to President Trump.
I appreciate that. That's great. We're doing numbers that nobody's ever done. And in all fairness, if you didn't see potential in the U.S., you wouldn't be doing it.
After last night's White House gala with Elon Musk, Ronaldo, Tim Cook, the prince joins a U.S.-Saudi investment summit today at the Kennedy Center. The Senate follows the House the same day, approving a full release of the Jeffrey Epstein files from the Justice Department, no matter the harm to the implicated. And what about the victims? The GOP's Nancy Mace.
For the women out there like myself who haven't gotten justice, this is a moment that gives, I hope, all of us hope across the country.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 62 degrees and cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Well, Pensacola has completed construction on those pallet shelters designed to help people experiencing homelessness. The transitional housing units are now just about ready for folks to move
14
in.
14 are constructed and ready to go. So, to get it done as quickly as they were able to is awesome. Plumbing and electricity should be installed soon.
The shelters are small private cabins with electricity and air conditioning managed by local nonprofits that provide case management to help homeless residents find employment, health care, and permanent housing. An Alabama man's been arrested for shooting his neighbor. This is after a dispute over hot water. 65-year-old Herbert Kilcrease allegedly fired a shotgun at his neighbor. This happened near Crossville yesterday, and the victim suffered a gunshot wound to his torso, thigh, and hand, but is expected to recover. Investigators say it was after an argument where the victim turned off hot water as Kilcrease was showering. Kilcrease said he only meant to scare the man. He's charged with second-degree assault. He's currently being held at the Baldwin County Correction Center. A judge has denied bond for the man charged with killing a Pensacola business owner. Joseph Michael Davis is accused of stabbing 57-year-old Dean Chambers to death at the AA Top Shop on Davis Highway last month. The former employee allegedly entered the business through a hole in the warehouse wall, the same method he used to burglarize that shop back in 2022. Davis also faces a drug possession charge. He's due back in court December 5th for an arraignment. Well, a 25-year-old survivor of the Parkland school shooting is now running for Congress in New York.
My name is Cameron Caskey, and I'm running for Congress because there's no real path forward for most Americans. You and your family are working all week just to spend most of your paycheck on rent and health care. Meanwhile...
And Caskey was 17 when the mass shooter killed 17 people at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. He's now running for a seat in the 12th Congressional District in New York as a Democrat. He's hoping to replace veteran lawmaker Jerry Nadler. That race also includes JFK's grandson, Jack Schlossberg, and a former Nadler aide. Well, Governor DeSantis has signed a death warrant for Frank Walls. He killed two people in Okaloosa County back in 1987. He was 19 at the time. Walls' execution date was set for December 18th. The state says they're seeing what one official calls good news for drivers. Florida Insurance Commissioner Mike Jaworski said yesterday that State Farm, AAA, and Progressive have all recently announced significant rate reductions or credits to their policyholders. He says that's due to the historic legal reforms, which have encouraged investment and provided clarity in Florida's insurance market. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, 62 and cloudy. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic's brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. FWC wants to remind you that operating a boat while impaired is just as deadly as driving a car and carries the same penalties. Visit myfwc.com. There is a hit-and-run crash, I-10 eastbound, right near 110. Use caution through that area. The front gate of NES Pensacola also backed up to about Interbay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. And right now we've got 62. It is mostly cloudy. Still looks a little bit hazy out there. Let's get a look at our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson and Channel 3.
We are looking at some fog through the morning hours. Fog clears out as you head into the afternoon, high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. Dense fog possible as we go into your Thursday morning. High on Thursday afternoon near 76 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Going into Friday, some fog again for the morning hours. Temperatures warming up near 78 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 62, a little bit hazy yet, cloudy skies. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. And taking a look at your money now this hour. Our markets are up at the opening bell. Not by a lot, though. The Dow's up by 13.75 points at 46.105.50. S&P's up about 0.25% at 66.36.14. NASDAQ up just about 0.5% right now, 116.5 points at 22.549. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it's down at 4.104%. Gold prices are up 41.40 this morning at 41.07.90. Silver up 90 cents at 51.42. And crypto down across the board. Bitcoin down over 1,300 at 91.542. Ethereum's down just under 80 at 3,053. Rest of the crypto market following suit and is showing losses as well this morning. Google's building three new data centers in Texas. CEO Sundar Pichai says that Texas has everything they need for those.
Good pro-innovation regulatory environments, land, and especially energy.
And the operator of the Texas power grid says they've been flooded with requests from companies that want to build data centers. They've brought up concerns about reliability. Well, Target is cutting back its profit estimates for the year. They're warning of a potentially slower holiday season as customers are trying to stretch their budgets out. The retailer's been slashing prices on food, beverage, and essential items as the end of the year approaches. The company also planning to invest in upgrading its stores. Meanwhile, Lowe's also reducing their profit expectations. And they said there's been a sales increase for the quarter, though. In a release out today, the company said ongoing economic uncertainty has played a big role in their revised outlook. Well, there's been a victory in court for the parent company of Facebook and Instagram.
Meta is coming out as the winner in court after the Federal Trade Commission accused the social media company of having a monopoly on social networking. A federal judge wrote that the FTC failed to prove its case, originally started 5 years ago during the first Trump administration, after Meta acquired Instagram and WhatsApp to operate alongside its popular Facebook platform. The FTC said it was disappointed in the decision and is considering legal options. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And it is 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The holidays are here at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area. Amazing doorbuster deals are back for Black Friday, along with some special financing. Bernina machines starting as low as $12.99. Several models to choose from. In addition, Daryl's has lots of baby lock machines in stock and available. Gift cards are available and stocking stuffers are $50 or less. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen today at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7, wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed, then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpy Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola Right Now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, when you go to the restaurant, do you A, order something new and different, B, order the same old thing you always order because it's really good at that place, or do you have, and I guess it could be different if you're going to like a new restaurant, do you have like a standard food that you shoot for, or do you go to look for what's the most interesting thing that they make? Lots of questions today related to restaurant food. Are you a try new things? Are you a go with the old thing you know? When you go to a new place, are you, hey, give me the most interesting thing you've got? Or like, well, I judge a place based on its lasagna, you know? What's your approach? 437-1620, 437-1620. PJ is doing sitting in for John today, doing a great job, by the way. You know, when John comes back, I'll tell him you were terrible. Thank God we had him back, but you know. when are you a like find the food and then keep ordering that food at the restaurant, or are you a, like a standard?
Same thing every time.
At all different restaurants, same thing?
A certain item on the menu at each of those restaurants.
Okay, yes. So it's not lasagna at every restaurant. It's not a burger at every restaurant. No. It's just whatever you know each restaurant has the thing that you like the best there.
Correct.
How did you find that thing?
Just looking at the menu. Hey, I like barbecue pork. I like a bacon cheeseburger. Whatever speaks to me.
I love it. All right, fair enough. 437-1620 Meg. I was thinking this was the restaurant you've been to a bunch of times.
Right.
But I kind of like the new restaurant. You know, when you go to a new restaurant for the first time, you're traveling, you're here, whatever, okay? Are you looking for, like, their best thing on the menu, or do you have a standard thing that you try to always get?
I try to look for what the best thing is on the menu. I'll read the menu and see if something jumps out at me that's, oh, that sounds like an interesting combination of foods I've never tried before. So I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I do have some that I order the same thing every time. I can tell you right off the top of my head. Every time I go to Grand Marlin, I go in there and say, I'm going to order something different. I always order the chicken piccata.
Uh-huh. Yep. I got
and
you.
And same with Cactus Flower, one of my favorite restaurants. I've tried other things on the menu, and I say, I'm going to do something different tonight. And then every time I get the enchiladas verdes with the guacamole.
I don't know.
So once you have a favorite place, I find that I will crave that favorite dish, which takes me to the place. Now, the new places, if I go to Italian place, I'll typically try lasagna. Yeah, that's a good
standard.
Like I try to pick a dish that I know so I can kind of guess the quality of the way they prepare it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But then, of course, it's always fun to go someplace where you've never tried like a Thai place or something, and you've never tried the cuisine before and just experiment. However, I confess, I'm not very brave.
Okay. See, I'm at the other end of the scale. Like, I'll eat anything. I will try anything one time. Oh, yeah. And it's not that I want to have the exotic food, but I like the sense of adventure when I go to a place, and I'll ask the waiter. I'm always at my wife will tell you I'm always interacting with the waiter. I used to be a waiter a long time ago, and I'll always ask him, hey, what are you known for? We've never been here before. What's fantastic here? What do people rave about? And sometimes they'll be like, well, the meatloaf, and I'm like, okay, but if it's meatloaf, it's meatloaf. That's fine.
Maybe they'd be famous for it.
Right.
Never know.
And but I'm hoping to find that oh my God kind of thing. And then to go back to have that thing, if we're ever going to go back there again or not. I'm actually, when it's a new restaurant, I'm way more adventurous. When it's a familiar one, I think you start to get like it's not like a fear of missing out, but it's a fear of getting something that's less good and then regretting that you didn't go with the thing you knew was really good anyway, mm-hmm. So there's that kind of fear versus hope balancing kind of
act. So clearly you've never had a bad experience ordering something different.
Because oh, no, I have.
I went to a place once, and it looked like coleslaw. I was so excited. I said, this looks good. Oh. And I put a big mouthful of it in my mouth. Oh, no, it was some kind of hot, spicy cabbage, red hot cab. They had to call the medic. I mean, I was.
Oh, my God, really?
I mean, yes, it was that hot. You don't put.
Because you're not supposed to do it that way.
No. Okay. So now I'm much more gingerly try. I take a little teeny tiny taste of new things.
All right, I got you.
So be careful out there.
437-1620. I've kind of thrown two different questions at you today, so I apologize for it being a little bit confusing. But the original question was, when you go to a restaurant, do you try different things or do you try the thing you found is really good at that restaurant? But then I kind of morphed it into when you go to a new restaurant, do you have like a standard kind of tester item that you just order everywhere? Or are you, I'm just looking for the coolest thing you got. I may not ever come back here. Let's try it. 437-1620. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash with injuries. Stefani Road at West 9 Mile. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much. PJ, if you're needing that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. And, you might not be needing it just yet. You might be in the, I'm starting to not love this car so much phase. And that's okay. That's a phase. And what you can do now is you can still go to Frontier and you can look around and you can see what's out there and start to get a sense of the terrain and how much money it might be and what payments might be and, what's available and is it. Maybe the gap between the car you could have and the car you do have is a lot bigger than you realized, and that's, maybe time to take action. Or you're just getting information for later, because one of the things that people find themselves doing is they go buy a car when they have to. And you don't want that pressure and stress, and time crunches are never your friend, okay? So do a little bit of fun ahead of time. Go look around. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the question of the day, the frivolous topic, which is how you do at restaurants. Do you look for the exotic, famous, wild thing to try? Do you do the standard, same old? Especially if it's a restaurant you've been to a bunch, do you always order the same thing because you know that one's reliable? Or do you, try different things? 437-1620. Let's see. Dan says, I tell the waitress to surprise me with their favorite food. It always confuses them, but it's always good. I'm a little more cautious than that.
Don't
because
do that.
The waiter or waitress, how can I say this delicately? They're not always the best art critic. Okay. you get somebody who, and no offense to you if you are, but they're a vegan. Well, I was not looking for a vegan dish, right? So you got to just, I'm not sure about that, but I like where your head's at. Give them some responsibility. I just more would ask them. Somebody here says, I like trying new things. And hey, if it works for you, great. No problem. Husband usually orders hamburgers because he uses that as a standard, as he thinks if they can't make a decent hamburger, the rest of the food probably isn't good.
That's often true.
My wife orders, that's all she eats is a hamburger. So, she'll order the hamburger, no worries. Somebody says, I ask the server what's their favorite. I like it when the menus have the, this is spicy, this is a chef's preference, this is our most popular item. Especially if it's a unique place.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little bit of their story. And, you can usually tell, hey, this is the cool thing, And so try this when you're here. Let's see. Kevin, my boss, Kevin. So this has got to be a great comment. The best one I've ever read. I love Kevin so much. And he's such a good sport, too. And he usually is going to be the best comment. He says, new Mexican restaurants, I always try the guac.
Yes, I agree.
If they get that right, it's usually a good sign that they will do everything else well.
Mm-hmm.
The funny backstory, and this is he and I disagree vehemently about what's good guac, but that's a separate story.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a plain and he's a mix-ins. You know, mm-hmm. I think avocado and salt and lemon juice or lime juice is all you need. And he's like, you know, throw the carrots and the asparagus and the roast beef in there. And I mean.
Come on now.
Tomatoes and onions come and cilantro, on. I'm sure, but corn, whatever. Whatever weirdest, latest, you know, crab meat. Anyway, let's see. Same thing Gus says, Grand Marlin, fried shrimp or the burger, the point wings at the point or the burger. James says, I usually order the same thing that I like. I gauge Italian restaurants on their lasagna.
See, that's me too.
Lasagna is the kind of like, if it's an Italian restaurant, if they
do that right, then.
Yeah, then they can do a lot of things right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you change based on the mood you're in that day? Like,
no, not if I'm going.
Standards. Okay,
no,
I got
no,
you.
No.
I gauge a pizza joint by their pepperoni pizza. Yeah, same issue there, right? A standard pizza. At Waffle House, it's always the all-star special. let's see. Oh, uh-oh. You're getting scolded by a county commissioner who says, this is Colton Wright. He says, you order chicken at a seafood restaurant?
That's fantastic. I challenge you, Colton. I challenge you on air to try the chicken piccata. It's fantastic. I'm telling you.
That's funny. You know, that's actually...
I'm serious. I know, and I know there's listeners who agree with me.
The chicken piccata at the Grand Marlin?
Yes, it's so good.
So that's actually one of the 20 or so regular foods that I make at home. My boys love it. They don't know what it's called, though.
Mm-hmm.
As many times as I've said, they call it chicken capers.
There you go.
That's what they call it, chicken capers. I'm like, it's... So we have this conversation because we talk about noodle sizes and my youngest.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot for the life of him remember fettuccine, linguine, spaghetti, mostaccioli, penne. Like, I worked in an Italian restaurant. This
right,
is second nature
it,
to me.
Yes.
And he's like, the spiral ones, Dad. Oh. Well, what's the difference between linguine and fettuccine? Oh. Anyway, just personal venting about my terrible parenting skills. Let's see. Try something new, but ask the waiter or waitress first. And if they say it's decent, otherwise I'll go with something else. Oh, you know what is funny? My wife scolds me about this. She says, you know, sometimes you'll ask the waiter and they tell you and then you don't order it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And you're kind of insulting them.
Yeah, it feels bad when they have to memorize specials and they come up and go through the whole thing. And then you say, thank you, but I'm ordering this.
Right.
Well, I always feel bad.
Well, I think we've talked about this before. Like, a good waiter. I mean, I was a good waiter. Okay?
I was too.
And a good waiter is coming to help you have a better experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not just rote repeating the special because you've been told by the manager you have to say it. If you think the special is good, then you sell it because it's mm-hmm. cool. And if it's not good, you don't bother. You know,
and if you're an actor, you really sell it.
That's right. And you tell them, you know, hey, I mean, I would even lead with, you know, have you ever been here before? You haven't? Okay, here, great. This is what's really popular. This is what I love. You might want to try this. You know, give them a couple of. Have fun. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's more the waiter side rather than the person side. Let's see. Somebody says. I order chicken at a seafood restaurant because I don't like seafood and people around here like seafood. That's the response to Colton. We're having. he says grouper piccata is the one that he likes the best. So.
Oh, wait, that's what I meant.
It's not even chicken.
No, sorry. It's grouper piccata.
Oh, funny story.
Oh, hilarious. I'm sorry, y'all. Yes, grouper
piccata.
Look at
me.
I'm so sorry.
Mending fences, building bridges,
Colton, you're right.
Bringing everybody together.
Piccata. What was I thinking? Yes, grouper piccata.
Why can't we all just grouper along?
Open enrollment is here, and this year you can enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840. Again, that's 850-477-5840, and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
What's going on? I should know. I'm the news director.
This is actually, I'm paying off a listener from earlier. Somehow we got into a conversation about the Dead Milkman online. And unfortunately, the Dead Milkman made a lot of great songs that I cannot play on the radio. 8:55 on News Radio 92, or a lot that I could sort of maybe play parts of. But, you know, the sacrifices I make to comply with the FCC. Let's see. PJ is sitting in for John Pickens today with traffic on the 5.
Still working that vehicle crash with injury. Stefani Road at West 9 Mile. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ through traffic on the 5. It's back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. What else do we have going on today that we haven't had a chance to talk much about? I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I think a little bit too much in passing. But it was, I found it to be just a horrifying story because it surprised me. And maybe you already know this, okay? Sometimes I learn things that other people already know, and then that's fine, you know, but, you know, this, it surprised me. I was reading a story that had to do with the prenatal healthcare gap that, you know, about a quarter of women don't go to get any kind of prenatal care. The first time they meet their OB is like week 37. Just what? I mean, that's just, that's terrible. But of course, lack of access to healthcare or lack of perceived access to healthcare or whatever. But that wasn't the slice of it that horrified me the most, though that's bad. I mean, prenatal care is essential for, healthy childbirth, both for mom and for kid. The part that caught me the most by surprise, and my wife actually had shared this story with me, and I almost, I'm not saying I didn't believe her, but I like went to check to see, is this really true? The percentage of births in the United States that are financed by Medicaid. Okay, Medicaid is for, you know, disabled or poor, right? You got to qualify, income limits and all that. The percentage of births in the United States financed by Medicaid is 41%. 41% of children are being born into families who make so little that they're eligible for Medicaid to cover the birth. And by the way, I mean, a child is expensive. You know, I was talking to my wife about this last night. I think our first child, when she had this awesome, amazing healthcare, when, you know, she was working before she had our firstborn, he cost us $300. Second one, $3,000. And the third one was also $3,000 2 years later, not because prices went down, but because she didn't have to have an epidural. And so that one would have been more. She'd have had, $5,000 for a baby is, normal, I guess, these days. It's crazy. Ridiculous. It's, you know, understandable that women would get help with their child, with the childbirth. But man, out of 1.5 million babies, 41% of them are, you know, funded through Medicaid. I just thought that was, and in rural areas, it's higher. If Florida's the same, it's about 42%. Okay. And it's mostly throughout the South. Okay. From California all the way to, you know, Florida throughout the South is basically where you see this. Which means largely it's an overlap with the demographic of black and, you know, brown. Okay. That's mostly where you see the overlap. But still, it's bad that so many people are in need. Bad that it costs so much, both. But man, just, I was surprised by the statistic. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide maybe to move in a new place, maybe to move from the country to the city to the beach or whatever, or you're buying for the first time, or selling. I don't know. Whatever your situation is, everybody's got a different one. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they sell a lot of homes. 165 homes last year, so 3 to 4 every single week, which means that they know how to get it done. They know what the market is doing. They know how to get you all the way through because, just getting a realtor is, step one. Actually doing the closing, that's step final, and that's the one that you've got to care about. So she knows how to do that. In fact, she was telling me recently that a lot of their clients are the second or third or fifth or sixth realtor that somebody has gone through, and they get their house sold, which is good, but you shouldn't have to go through four other ones before you get there. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786 786- 3996. Meg is up next with Pep Talk. I don't know if she'll continue confusing grouper with chicken, but I said Scooter Libby earlier when it was actually Sandy Berger. My fault.
Vocal Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.